close than they might have been. Because there's no sound us human beings love more than the sound of our own name. It makes us feel special. Mate or dude or love or man or any of those names that you might use really are no substitute. Sure, they can be affectionate, but perhaps you want to save them for the people you're really close to. When you remember someone's name, by using it, you make them see that you like them and respect them. A good example of this is in the political interviews you see on television or you hear on the radio. Watch carefully and listen carefully for the politician who's receiving a grilling but then subtly refers to his interviewer by Christian name in one of his answers. In my experience, this almost always results in the interviewer softening his line of questioning. The interviewer feels obliged to return the respect and intimacy the politician has shown by using his name. It's the same in arguments. Using someone's name is almost like a peace offering, an olive branch. It's far, far harder to be angry with somebody when they're addressing you directly using your name. My inability with names also didn't make sense. For example, I can remember how to spell almost any word, so why couldn't I remember the simplest name? I wanted to be one of the people who always remembered names, who made people feel good. Because, have you ever noticed how some people aren't just good with names, they'll be good with partners' names, and kids' names, even the pet dogs' names? That makes a huge impression with somebody. Can you imagine meeting